Shark Chat Freestyle, Dog Days of Podcasting for August 18th, 2016. Hello, doggies, or doggy listeners, or Dog Days of Podcast listeners. I think I'm going to stick with doggies. Speaking of pets, I have to feed the beasts. You hungry? Okay. Ladies first, Holly.
Okay. And then Todd. There we go. Now that we have our domestic duties out of the way.
He said duty. I am going to... I forgot. It's 6 o'clock. Or it's just after 6. My watch went off and I said, snooze for 10 minutes. 6 o'clock means it's time for medications. Yay! So we take ourselves 325 milligrams of aspirin. They say it's good for the heart. And we take our, which one's this? This is my beta blocker to keep things calm. And finally my acid reflux, which is running a little low. That's not gonna make it much further. But I'm sure Walgreens will tell me. And they say you're not supposed to take it with alcohol. But I'm podcasting, and if you're listening to Mad at Dad and Ken Kennedy and everybody else, I need a beer. Fast. I have some leftovers in the fridge. Tonight's delicious selection is... same thing I had on Friday's live coding session. A Fat Tire and Friends Fat Sour Apple Ale. No, that's not what I had. Huh. Okay, we're going to try it. I'm not usually one for the sour... beers or apple beers, but we're going to find out. Actually, they didn't say anything about taking this with alcohol. I made that up. Most medications you're not supposed to, but I'm not most medications. Okay, on with the news. Slice of life. Whether you like slice of life or not, you're getting it. If you don't, go to the next podcast. Big news today, if you saw my picture on Facebook, the Mac Mini came in. It wasn't supposed to be here till Tuesday or Monday, so I was kind of writing off the whole weekend going, one more show, one more show, one more Technorama on Sunday night with the old video machine. And this baby came in. I went, sweet, I know what I'm doing this weekend. And there goes my watch. Bzz, 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 take your medication. Done. I was very excited. Couldn't wait. Couldn't wait till the weekend. It's Thursday night, and I went and set up the machine. First did a quick beta test. It's funny because I got a call this afternoon from the... let me tell you a little bit about how I got this configured. The Mac Mini... not that I can draw you a picture on this podcast of how the studio's set up. I know a few of you have been here. Amy's been here. Mark the Encaffeinated One's been here. Craig has been here. Okay, that's all, enough. There's... the studio is laid out, so I'm sitting at the big mixer... that's camera one. Off to my right, immediately to my right, is the video setup. But the machine is not there. The machine is to my left, because most of the cameras are to my left. There's a peninsula that goes out where the guests sit. Four chairs. Sometimes we get more people sitting around there. Four chairs, four cameras. So all of these cameras were feeding into the video machine to my left, underneath the desk. And then keyboard, mouse, video, video extender, everything was feeding off of that machine. Most of the cables were running under the mixer back to my right so that my lovely wife, Donna, can just poke at the screen and flip cameras. We had a nice ViewSonic screen to a touch screen. With USB, you could touch the screen or use the mouse, either way. I was kind of getting used to the touch screen thing. But sadly, it doesn't seem to be working with the Mac Mini, but that's okay. My main purpose for this project, as I mentioned, was to get enough USB ports so that I could run all the cameras. I was always playing this thing of musical chairs where I was one port short on the other PC. I think I said that on previous podcasts, so forgive me if this is your first time listening. The audio machine is under my desk, just off of my right knee. Big tower beast. And the old video machine was another tower beast. So replacing with the Mac Mini was great, except I didn't want to reel in, I didn't want to put the Mac Mini in the same place to my left where the old video machine was. And I didn't want to put it, there would have been USB cables running all over the place, and I said, there's got to be a better way. And the Mac Mini only has 4 USB ports. So I got a Thunderbolt docking port, and I wanted it mainly for the USB ports. I was hoping I could get 8, but hey, I'll settle for 5. That's more than I need anyway. So 4 on the Mac Mini, 5 on this docking port, that's 9 ports. I've got 7 cameras. I'm 2 ahead. This is looking good. I went, oh, wait. Keyboard, mouse, you can get the, keyboard and mouse, you can get Bluetooth of both of those so they don't take up any ports. This is awesome. And the Mac Mini has 2 Thunderbolt ports and an HDMI port. So I hooked the video into HDMI. Oddly enough, that ViewSonic monitor was running off of HDMI. I thought it was DVI, but maybe Mike has a video connector in there that I didn't know about. Then I needed a second display because there are 2 external monitors that are mirrored. So I used the Thunderbolt port, or actually the HDMI port. This Thunderbolt docking port has 2 Thunderbolts, 5 USBs, powered 3.0, HDMI, RJ45 Ethernet, it audio in, audio out. It's like having a nice little extension. So I bought a 9-foot or 3-meter Thunderbolt to Thunderbolt connector to basically extend a bunch of ports out underneath the peninsula to my left. Now all the cameras can plug right into that, or 4 of them, the 4 on the peninsula. The room camera was actually coming back there, and everything was coming back to that one focal point for the old machine. Don't have to do that anymore. So I took the room camera and ran it back to the Mac Mini, which is off to my right. You see how this is working? I've got this split thing to optimize where all the cables are going. It's a beautiful thing. It's working just awesome. The hardest part was unplugging everything from the old machine, which was labeled poorly. I mean, things at 9 and 15, and I didn't know what the hell. I said, pull it all. Now I've got about 7 USB cables, and I don't know which 4 are the cameras from here and which one's the camera from there. And oh, wait, there's a keyboard and it was nasty. So I'm plugging things in, and as soon as you unplug one, I go, well, what camera goes out? Because I didn't know which port went to which camera, and I wasn't about to go retrace everything underneath the desk because it is a rat's nest under there with cameras and audio and headphone jacks, and yeah, it's not a pleasant sight. It's somewhat manageable, and I honestly have a good intention to clean that up sometime. But hey, it's working. So I got all the cameras working, and I said, great, now let's go for the displays. And I could not for the life of me get these displays working on the Thunderbolt to HDMI, or excuse me, Thunderbolt to DVI to this little video splitter. And then I discovered that the old ViewSonic monitor had an HDMI. I went, oh, it's got an adapter, HDMI to DVI. And went, yay! So now I got my external displays. Final trick of this whole thing was to get the audio out of the mixer into the Mac Mini. Shouldn't be too hard, right? We were just doing a line in on the old machine because we record the audio to one machine. Currently a Windows 10 machine running Audacity, or not Audacity, Audition. And then we pipe a copy of the audio to match up with the video feed, and then send that from Wirecast out to YouTube. That's the real reason why we got this video machine, so we can do multiple monitors, and we're not crushing one machine with audio and video and whatnot. So it's working out really well. It's working really well. I got the audio in there, was a little low, had to go dig, wait. I mean, a lot of this stuff in the setup I did a year or two ago, and I know Mike has since purged it from his memory. So I am slowly learning the ins and outs of this mixer. And those of you who've seen it know, it's a pretty complex beast. Nice digital mixer, Tascam DM4800. Came with the house. Love the deal. But I don't think I'm taking full advantage of it. And I was like, well, shoot. About 6 months or so, or 8 months or so ago, I mapped every wire that was going in and out, and what is this connected to, and how is that? Because there's multiple inputs and multiple outputs and 10 microphones. And I needed to understand how it was laid out so I could make modifications to it. And I did make some modifications to the way that the microphone groups were put together. I think it was back around Christmas, because I knew we were having 10 people come over, and I didn't like the layout. Anywho, I had to boost the output that was going into the Mac Mini. And it's not as simple as finding a knob, because this is all digital. It's like, now, was that an aux or was that a bus? And my little diagram from Christmas time says, it's coming out aux, what was it? Not aux send 7-8, but it was something like that. I went, but it's not on an aux. Well, I hit the magic button, I'm going, start tweaking it and watching the view meters on the video machine. Like, I got it. So the only thing that's really left, I've got, all the cameras are my titles. I need to put some titles in there. And I, now the old video machine's all torn down. I suppose I could hook it back up just to get some titles off of there. I need my picture of the Parsec, and I need some of the still images. Google Drive is syncing the entire, I guess I shouldn't have synced everything. Well, yeah, I guess I should. I was thinking I should sync my entire Google Drive, and I'm using like 43 gig. I think the old machine, I had a Technorama account that was being shared with it. So it was only sharing the Technorama folder, which in retrospect is probably 35 of those 43 gig. So with any luck, I still need to do a complete deep power cycle, turn it all off, turn it back on, make sure it comes up, all the cameras are recognized, everything's in place, and I can just bring it up on a Sunday night, drop in a few pictures for the show, and away we go. That's the acid test. But I don't want to do that until Google Drive finishes syncing, which is going to be a while yet. The Kyle was asking, Mad Marv was asking about Dog Days of Podcasting final meetup at Dragon Con. Crack me up, because he said it never happens the same place twice. Like, I think we did the Westin a couple of times, but it wasn't the same place. Last year we attempted to do this after the live show, the Comedy Forecast Technorama live show on Friday night at the bottom of the escalator. That somehow fell apart. I don't know, maybe it turned into a drinking fest. Some people left. There was the free awkward hugs photo op. A lot of fun, but I think we missed our opportunity. I don't think we actually did one last year. Let's try again. So I am going to go on record here for Dave and Craig and anyone else is around. Friday night, after our live show, which should be about 6:30-ish, maybe 7, bottom of the escalators at the Hilton, just below the Podcast Science Skepticality track, which is in like 204, 203, 202, that region. Meet us there. We'll try this again. If there were people, we'll boot them out, group the tables together, group the chairs together, have a lot of fun. Speaking of Dog Days, loving the new shows showing up in the lineup. Charlotte Kennedy, A+. Nice job. Loving the Southern accent. That is a beautiful thing. And Dean Jensen, longtime Technorama listener. He used to contribute audio clips to our show as well. Good hearing your voice again, buddy. Keep up the good work. And like Ken Kennedy, I was laughing while I was listening to that interview with Amy on Mad at Dad. I know that Michael Butler, you and Dave were having some drink, and Dave's was probably affecting him more. But I was floating around in the pool laughing my ass off to that thing. Amy was just playing the straight card most of the time. And Michael's just, that was some interview. Some interview. I probably would have fallen victim to that as well. Having a good time. Oh, I'm rambling on again. Work is going well. It was a busy, busy day. Crazy busy. I had to send out a yellow flag for the Parsecs. I am falling way behind. I'm supposed to be gathering up presenters for the Parsec Awards. Who's going to be presenting the one for short story, long cast, big fan fiction, pulp behind the movie? So there's a lot of categories, and there's a lot of presenters. And it is really, I feel really bad for, I'm part of the committee, and I've got some responsibilities, and I said I'd do something, and I can't. However, when you get in that point, it's best not to wait till the last minute and say, hey, I could use some help. You could, if this happens to you at work, at school, or whatever, or say, look, I'm overloaded due to personal commitments, due to work commitments, due to health. It's not working out, and I need some help. So I apologize profusely to the Parsec committee publicly and in person, and hope we can pull this thing together at the last minute like we usually do. There's just too many irons in the fire right now, and I'm the first one to recognize it. Thank goodness we have getting things done. Well, most of us do. I got a good laugh out of Mark's comment about how he's never good at time management, which time management is a myth. You can't manage time. You can only manage priorities. Sorry, little editorial there. But he didn't get through getting things done. That was pretty fun. I did offer up to do a short presentation next week. Next week is going to be interesting because I have Tuesday in Santa Clara, Wednesday in Colorado, and Thursday I'll be back here doing some presentations, live webinars, and I coughed up 15 minutes to do that. So I had to put that presentation together today, and it actually went pretty well. I'm borrowing it from a demo I did a couple of weeks ago that turned out really well. I'm borrowing a slice of it on a feature called delegated development, so that you can entrust your non-admins to do things like form modifications in our software. You don't have to give them full rights, keys to the castle. And I got like 5-6 slides in a deck just to introduce the topic. Then I go to a live demo, and that live demo is stolen directly out of a video I already did. When in doubt, repurpose content. I timed it out a couple of times today. I've got about 13-14 minutes of presentation to do. Worked out well. I did have a kink in the data, fixed that up, walked through the presentation again, hit a snag, did it again, worked out great. So I'll do it another one or two times, and then I've got to do my presentation for Santa Clara and Colorado at least one or two more times. People are asking for the deck. I had one of the senior marketing people say, hey, Chuck, I understand you're doing this presentation. It looks like things are going pretty well. Can you send me an abstract and the deck so we can get it on tap for Q4? I'm like, yes! You know how long and hard I've been fighting to get some spotlight time in our user groups? And we're supposed to be, I'm supposed to be out there selling or encouraging people to make custom applications, and that is a golden opportunity to do so. Well, Q2 fell through the floor. Q1 didn't even exist. You might as well just play crickets because I'm still figuring out what my role is. But nobody responded in Q2. Well, now I've got like 5 or 6 in Q3, and Q4 is lining up to be even better. So I'm really positive that these engagements at the user groups will lead to some sales opportunities. Just to get people thinking, hey, we've got this old Lotus Notes app, or we've got this custom PHP app, or something that we need to sunset. The guy who developed it has been gone for 10 years. It's sort of mission critical. The functionality is there. And we could get more value if we put it on ServiceNow. So that's enough shop talk for me. I think that's it for the notes. Again, I even did one yesterday and I managed to go long. I got to get these shorter because it takes a while to encode and upload them. So I'm excited. Video Machine is online. Stuff is downloading, just needs a few final tweaks, and we are there. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for dog days. I was a bit called out by Mr. Michael Butler for not podcasting every day. I'm not going to give up. Heck, if I gave up because I missed a deadline, I would have stopped podcasting back in 04. That hasn't happened. So I will do my best to podcast every day. I don't have a wife around, so I can walk around the house or outside, gesticulate arms wildly. Yes, I was doing that. And I will talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye-bye.